was I on Aleph, just over halfway down by the two dots, so I don't remember Leza. Leza said in the Mishnah, Mishle Yochal, Leila Yontav Rishon Yashlem, Leila Yontav Achon Shechagir. Leza said that if you didn't eat the first night Yontav, you can mash them on the last night Yontav, which means Shmini Atzeres. Chomayim Eine Dovah Tashlumim, so Chesor Na Yochal Limon, it's not Tzkarn, it's gone. Frag the Marakasha, I remember that Leza said, Abba Esra Sudois Chayv Odom Lechel B'Sukkah. A person has to eat 14 meals in a sukkah, achas b'yom, achas b'layla. One by night, one by day. Right, now, if you're going to be mashlim, and didn't eat the first night, you're going to be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres, and you're sitting there in the sukkah, in the shame sukkah, because you want to be mashlim for suda for first night, you can be over on Bat Yosef. So how could you say there's hashlomo? Someone says, on my biro, Rashi says, biro is a shame chochem. Name of chochem, not very common. Amar biro, amar vami, chozo by Rebbe Leza. Rebbe Leza was, chozo. So how does Rashi learn? Rashi says, chozo by Rebbe Leza etzah chochemim. Leima to say, she'enu dover kitzvo. There's no set amount, and if he wants to fast, he could fast. Besides the first night. The first night, yeah, he does need to eat a meal in the sukkah. Ubaha mia poligaleu, the ksava yeshla tashlimim. So Blazer still holds that there is tashlimim. He's chayzah in the concept of having 14 meals. That's what Rashi is learning. Mm-hmm. But there's still a chiv to eat first night sukkah, and you have to be mashlim. If you don't eat first night sukkah, you mashlim on the last night. So it didn't really answer the question because it's still Bat Yosef. If you're going to go and eat on the sukkah and not Shmini Atzeres, it's still Bat Yosef.
You don't have to have 14, like you can be mashlim on the second night.
It could be, yeah. Yeah, what happens if he wasn't?
So he's saying it's got up to the 14.
Up to, yeah, and you can eat Shmini Atzeres also. So the mashal learning that shat is, you have a chiv to eat. A chiv to have a suda.
On the first night.
If you didn't have a suda on the first night, you can have a suda even on Lel Shmini Atzeres for the first night. But lav dafka in the sukkah. It doesn't have to be in the sukkah. It could even be chutz the sukkah, but the fact is you have to be mashlim. Alright, Tosis has a different shot. It says if you're learning it from matzah, you don't find anywhere by matzah. You know that if you didn't eat matzah on the first night, Pesach, at Be'erv Techematzah, so you could be mashlim on the last night of on Shvi Shal Pesach, Achron Shal Pesach. You don't find such a concept. So Tosfos wants to say that it's chayza from this that you need the sukkah. We still need Yudal the sukkah, Yudal the sudas. It's a whole different shot. Okay.
That's why I have to stop at Shmini
Atzeres. You can go even. Yes, that's Yom Tov. That's Yom Tov. This is mashlim b'may. Okay, so Rebbe Leza holds he should be mashlim. How do you compensate? Exactly what you're doing. What are you eating? Ilayma berifta. If you're going to say that he has a meal of a bread, this is suda d'yomikachol. You always have a chiv to eat suda on Shmini Atzeres. It's a yomtiv. If you have to have a suda, right? So, in what way are you showing that, I'm having a meal now? Anyways, mukhiv in the meal of that day. But it says, Elamai Yashlim Bemine Targimo. He takes different refreshments, right, different delicacies, right? Rashi says, he'll bring to the Suda, he'll have peiros, he'll have different fruits, a kistan, food that's wrapped around in flour and dough, right, and different things, different cooked items he'll go and have. Tosis argues, Tosis says that Mine Targimo, two lines from the bottom, he says, have a Gugoyim Boss of a Dogim, Vishra Dvorim Shem Laftim Asapas. Tosis says, no, it has to be more Boss of a Dogim. Excuse me. Than anything else. And then Taisa says, interesting thing. So you see over here, the person missed out his meal on the first night of Sukkos. So he has to be mashlim now on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres. What does he have? He has basar v'dogim. According to Rashi, he has different peiros, right, and different pastries. Says Tosis, "Be'en lo moed mikan." Two lines from the bottom of the Omid is he cannot learn out from over here the fact that he can be mashlim with all these different types of fruits for, as and it's called a meal. Then when he's supposed to have shalashudus on Shabbos, I can't be bothered washing. Oh, I'll just take some. You know, I'll take an apple. Yeah. Shabbos is different. It's a few times the word ayom. Gabi the mon. Shehuba mokum pas. So you can eat bread for three meals. Okay. Says more vaito. Tanya na mahochi takulentum hishlem bimine targimo. Somebody's mashlem. And he had compensated the first night meal that he didn't eat, and he had different types of fruits, so the boss of a dogim, Yosef Zyotza. Shol, Apotropos, Shalagrifus HaMelech, Esreb Lezer. Apotropos, the person who was in charge of all the finances of Agrifus HaMelech, Esreb Lezer. Kegoyna ni, me, Sheini Rogo Lechel, Elisudachas Beyim. Only have one Suda by day. That's what I have every day, only have one suda. I don't eat more than one meal a day. Marsha echos suda achas vipato. Then I have one suda during Sukkos a day, because the blessed said you need two a day. Yeah, can I just have one? And that's enough. Amalei, so the blessed said back to him, b'chol yom v'yom, every day, at the mamshech, you whet your appetite, kamer papois, many various delicacies, l'chavad atzmacha. For your own covered, yeah, you go and you have all different types of tzachosh of a meal with many dips and many entrees. But achshav now, you have to mamshach parpas achas the covered koinach. You can't have one extra food. Right, the covered Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It says you should have something extra. Va'od shalu, that's the menacha shayla. Kegoy nani, ay, shesh shtei noshim. He has two wives. Achas betveria. One lives in Tzoraya, one lives in Tzoraya. I built two sukkahs. Achas b'tzoraya, v'achas b'tzoraya. Ma'o she'etzei m'sukkah l'sukkah v'yipotter. Can I go from one sukkah to another sukkah? So during Chol HaMoed, can I travel from one sukkah, from Tzoraya, go to Tzoraya, and I'm yotza? I'm a loy, so he said to him, loy. No, because this is Reb Lezer. When they're asking Reb Lezer, and Blazer holds, Shani Yomer, Blazer says, Kala Yotze, Mesukkah, Lesukkah, Batul, Mitzvasa, Shoshani, Mevatul, the first mitzvah. And the Gemara is going to explain now that Blazer holds that Sukkah's Teshu, Shuvas Yomim, the person has to sit in the Sukkah, has to be a Sukkah of 7 days. If he's only in the Sukkah for less than 7 days, then it lacks in the actual Sukkah. So therefore, if somebody goes and he travels from one Sukkah to another Sukkah, during Chol HaMoed, he won't be Yotze. Right, so a person's first day is in Manchester, second day is in London. Right, so he has two sukkahs, one here, one by his in-laws. According to Blazer, he won't be yotze. You have to stay in the one sukkah for 7 days. Yeah, could be. Could be. I could have done Pascha on that, Reb Blazer.
Yeah.
That's what comes out. Let's see. Says more. Tanya Blazoimer Blazer says. Ein yotze m'sukkah l'sukkah. A person is not allowed to go from one sukkah to another sukkah. Uri, look at the top Rashi. Lech b'zu v'lishim b'zu. Oi. Hayoim b'zu v'mocha b'zu. So, Taka Krenta Blazer. Can't eat one sukkah over here and another sukkah elsewhere. You're not allowed to make a sukkah during Chol HaMoed. So somebody didn't sit on the sukkah, so Rashi lo yoshev sukkah yom tov harishon. Now he wants to go build a sukkah during Chol HaMoed. He's not allowed to. Why? Why? Because Sukkah Teishu Shuvas Yomim, it has to be a Sukkah of 7 days. And here it's not a Sukkah of 7 days. He's only building it during Chol HaMoed, it won't be good. Chol HaMoed, the Chol HaMoed says, Yotzim Sukkah, Sukkah, you let it go from one Sukkah to another. It's in Sukkah, Bechol HaMoed, you let it make a Sukkah during Chol HaMoed. V'shoven. And they both agree, Rabbi Lezen and Chol HaMoed agree, Shem Nofla, if it fell down, Shechoza Beinu Bechol HaMoed, you let it go and rebuild it during Chol HaMoed. My time with Rabbi Lezer. What's the reason Rabbi Lezer? Amar Kodesh Pasuk says Chag Sukkah is Tasu L'chol Shivas Yomim. She build a sukkah for 7 days. Sukkah Haruy L'shiva has to be a sukkah which is fit for 7 days. If you build a sukkah and it's not fit for 7 days or wasn't standing for 7 days, right, he built it during Chol HaMoed, it's no good. Rabbanon and Rabbanon Hachikama Rachmana. This is what the Torah is saying. I say Sukkah b'chag. Chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cho, shavas yom. It means, even if you have a sukkah for chag, even just for one day, yeah, it's also good enough. You don't have to have that the sukkah was up for 7 days. V'shoven. They both agree. Shem naflo, that if the sukkah fell down during sukkahs, during Chol HaMoed, you can rebuild a sukkah during Chol HaMoed. Someone says, Pshita, if your sukkah fell down during Chol HaMoed, why can you not rebuild it? Someone says, Ma'adu Tema, I would have thought, Ha Achrisihi, this is a different sukkah, Ve'eino L'Shiva, and it's not standing for 7 days, because Reb Lezer holds that the sukkah needs to be standing for 7 days. You built a sukkah, it fell down in Chol HaMoed, you rebuild it. Is that called continuous 7 days or not? Someone says that's the chiddush. That even though you would have thought maybe this is a different sukkah, kamash malon, no, right, that it's okay. Right, what's the kamash malon? What's the chiddush? Right, says Rashi, a few lines down in the thin lines. Kamash malon, hoyovu yoshev babi yontif. If you sat in this sukkah in yontif, right, and the sukkah fell down, you quickly rebuilt it. Vizula hashlimhi. This sukkah is to rebuild it. You come in as a continuation for the sukkah that fell down. So therefore, sukkas shiva karinim beit. This is called the sukkah of 7 days. The shatashlumim nushainahi. Tosfos says, you see the chiddush in Rashi by looking in Tosfos. Tosfos says, tiny little Tosfos at the top of the page. Ma'adotem mekim denavachusi. Yeshvam shakosabem. The Asfarim, the Ar Gesoyis in the Gemara that says, Kamash Velon, Kivan Ka'ovid Ihi, Mashmal Fisha Baina Isa Ba'isa Eitzim. That's the Chiddush. You have a sukkah that fell down. Rabbi Lezer holds, you need to have a sukkah that lasts for 7 days. A sukkah of 7 days. He built a sukkah, right? The fellow has two left hands, and the sukkah fell down during Chol HaMoed. So he's going to rebuild it. So this was the Asfarim, the Ar Gesoyis in the Gemara. He used those very same sukkah boards to rebuild it. Oh, so therefore it's the same sukkah. So it works. Rashi's saying no. Rashi's learning that since I'm rebuilding this sukkah, how you're rebuilding the sukkah, you might have to go and get your neighbor's sukkah, his spare sukkah, quickly go to sukkah mart and buy another sukkah. But I'm doing it to be mashlim, the sukkah that I built. So it's a continuation of the sukkah that I wanted to sit in for 7 days. It happens to be completely different material. It's still considered a continuation of the first one. Because I wanted to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. It happens to be the first sukkah, such a shlemazel, that it didn't even last for 7 days. So I'm going to rebuild another sukkah to last for another 4 days. That's so fine.
But Rashi should be able to sit in two different sukkahs.
Two different sukkahs is already a different sukkah. No, that's already a different sukkah. Yeah, here, I have my sukkah, my backyard on the same spot. On the same yard, right? And I'm coming to fix up my first sukkah. Grad, it happens to be, let's say, in a different part of the backyard and a different materials as well, right? But it's my sukkah, my mitzvah sukkah that I built for me. It's called a continuation. It's a big chiddush according to Rashi. What the kamash velon is a big chiddush. According to Tosfos, using the same material, so you can takat say it's the same sukkah.
Renovations in your house. You don't call it a new house. It's the same.
Same thing, yeah. Okay, Tanya learned the Blazer Oima. Kashem She'ein Odom Yoitzei Dechavosu B'yontav Rishon Shalchag B'lulovay Shalchaveroi. On the first day, Sukkos, you have to use your own lulav. Yeah, the Ksiv Kod says, V'lakachtem Lechem B'yom Rishon Pre-Eitz Hodo Kapois Tomorrow. And we learn that from the Pasuk of Lechem, Misha Lechem, it has to be yours. Yeah, so you're not Yoitzei by borrowing a lulav on the first day of Sukkos. So too, kach, ein odom yoytzi dechavosoi b'sukkos shechaveroi. You're not yoytzi to sit in your friend's sukkah. You need to sit in your own sukkah on the first day of Sukkos. Diksev, because it says, chag ha-sukkos, tasa l'cho shivas yom. You should make a sukkah for you, l'cho. Mishal l'cho has to be your own. So just like, l'kachtem l'chem, B'yom Yerushim Priyetz Hod HaKapas Tomorrow, we learn that Lechem has to be your lulav. So too, Kaka Sukkah Stasa Lecha, it has to be your own Sukkah. Chacham say, Afa Pisha Amru, Ein Adam Yetzidei Chavasa B'yom Tavirishon, B'lulav Asher Chaveiroi, even though we say that on the first night, Sukkahs, you're not Yetzidei with a, with the first day Sukkahs, you're not Yetzidei with a lulav of someone else. Avol, however, yoytzi dechavosoi b'sukkos shechaveri. You can be yoytza your sukkah with someone else's sukkah. You don't have to sit in your own sukkah on sukkah. Because it says, kol ezrach b'Yisrael, anyone who's a native in a land of Israel, kol ezrach b'Yisrael, yeshvu b'sukkos, should sit in a sukkos. Right, so the nusach of our Gemara is spelled Sukkos Samach Vov Chav Vov Sof. Yeah, the Maisa, the Posuk, called the Ezrach B'Yisrael, Yeshu B'Sukkos, is spelled without that extra Vov. Right, the difference is Sukkos is Loshen Rabim, Sukkas is Loshen Yochid. Right, the Loshen of the Posuk is actually without the Vov. So it's one sukkah. Kol ezach b'Yisrael, everybody, right? Who's a native? All the Jewish people, yeshu b'sukkas, loshen yochid, should sit in the one sukkah. How could you have all of Klal Yisrael sitting in the one sukkah? It's one massive, massive sukkah, right? And what? And everybody paid for it. So the Gemara says, melamed, this teaches you, shekol Yisrael ru'uyim leishav b'sukkah achas. You can have all of Klal Yisrael sitting in the one sukkah. Reb Lezer said, everybody has to sit in their own sukkah. You're not Yotze by sitting in someone else's sukkah. Chacham say, no, you don't have to sit in your own sukkah on first day sukkahs. Everybody can sit in one big sukkah. That's what we learn from the pasuk of Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, Yeshvu B'Sukkas. You can sit in the one sukkah. Right. So Rashi says, let's say everybody paid towards it. Right. If everybody paid towards it, how much would you need? Even half a penny. Yeah, you won't even need a shavu pruta for everybody contributing to build a big sukkah. So what has to, how could it be? So whose sukkah are you sitting in? It has to be that you're sitting in, and if my half a pruta, my pruta, yeah, is only going to cover what? A few centimeters. Can't sit in a sukkah. Right? You need 7x7. Right? You need all the walls and the schach. So actually, I'm borrowing your part as well. Mm-hmm. So it comes out, you're sitting in a borrowed sukkah. Okay, Rabbonon Haylecha. The apostle says, Chag HaSukkah Stasu Lecha. Lecha means it has to be yours. My Doshabe. If you're sitting in a stolen sukkah, that is no good. Right, what's the definition of a stolen sukkah? It means you steal the land. Right, so you're building the sukkah on stolen land. Or that he steals the cut schach already. If he cuts the schach, if I cut the schach off your tree, then it's shini maisa. Right? So he steals the stolen schach. Avashu'ula, so Rabbanah says, you're not yoytz with a stolen sukkah, right? Avashu'ula, ksiv kala ezrach. You can sit in a borrowed sukkah. You can be invited out on first day sukkah, so that's fine. Now, Reb Leza, hi kala ezrach, my ovid lei. What did you learn out from the pasuk kala ezrach? That tells you that you can even sit in a borrowed sukkah. The boylei, he needs the pasuk kol ezrach to tell you the gersh and his gaya ben asayim. If a ger becomes converted Ben Asayim, Rashi says, B'choyle Shomoyitz, B'kotan Sheneskadu Ben Asayim, we have a child who became Bar Mitzvah during Chol HaMoed, yet Chole Ezrach, anyone, the fact is now that you're Jewish, you have to sit in a sukkah. Rabbanon, no, they say, Kim Shomru, since they said, Oysen Sukkah B'choyle Shomoyitz, since they said that you can make a sukkah in Chol HaMoed, you don't need a pasuk, because I already know that you don't need a sukkah for 7 days. Even a sukkah for half the Yom Tov, Reb Lez already says, the Chachamim say is good. Well, if a sukkah for half the Yom Tov is good, of course, if somebody only became Jewish, only became a chuyiv halfway through sukkahs, of course he has to sit in a sukkah for the rest of sukkahs.